Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I'm Isabel and good morning, good afternoon, good day to everyone listening. Before we move on, I would just like to thank everyone listening for tuning in and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go! Hey guys, what's up? Okay. Today's episode is gonna be fun and interesting. But first of all, how are you guys? I am currently celebrating Suga's birthday today because it's a Tuesday, uploading this on a Wednesday. And yeah, it's Suga's birthday today. I ate a cupcake from our birthday pa. Okay, we were supposed to buy a Suki cake. Like a small cake lang, like a little bigger than a lunchbox cake or what you call that. But then we canceled it na because we have too many cakes here at home and it's so hard to finish. The cakes are from like our birthday, so like 2 weeks ago or something. But yeah, we don't wanna buy another cake and try to finish eating it again. It's hard, guys. So we didn't buy na. We have a cupcake from our birthday again, and that's what I use. I just take Suga's pictures, and that's what's up. Let's move on to today's episode because it's gonna be interesting and fun. Like what I said, I posted yesterday, which was a Monday. If you're listening to this now, it's 2 days ago, but yeah, I posted a question. I asked them, what advice would you give yourself 5 years ago? And I got a couple of answers. So let's get into it. Okay. Number one I have here. I don't want to mention their names now. I don't know if I didn't get their consent. But then, just for safety purposes or whatever, I'm not gonna say their name. But all of them are my friends. Because this is my Instagram account naman. So, the people that follow me are my friends. So, yeah. Someone said, it's easier to be nice. It takes so much time and effort to be unnecessarily mean. Oh my gosh, I super agree. Like, well, for sure, there were times before that I would take time to hate this person. But then, to be honest, I do not get anything from it. Like, what will happen next if I hate on them? Nothing. It's gonna be my loss also. I'm gonna lose the effort. I'm gonna lose my time. So just don't do it. If you can be kind, just be kind because you can actually get something from being kind. It will give you peace of mind. It will give you happiness and joy. So just don't waste time on, yeah, just like what my friend said, don't waste so much time and effort to be mean and to hate people because really it's such a waste of time and effort. If you can just be kind, if everyone can just be kind and be nice, that will help with the society around and the development of the country and even the world. And yeah, I really like what she said because yun nga, there were really times before that I would put so much effort into hating someone, into disagreeing, and not disagreeing, but being just mean. And yes, I do regret those times. I wish I didn't waste so much time on being mean. I wish I didn't put so much effort on those things, on the negativity, but just focus on the positive and be kind. Really, you won't lose anything in being kind. In fact, you'll actually gain a lot of strength in you in being kind, a lot of peace, joy, and happiness in you in being kind. And yeah. Okay, I got two similar comments here. The first one is, do not rush things. The second is, good things take time. Don't rush everything, especially growing up. Oh, that's really wonderful. It's it's nice to hear that. Because being kids, like 13, when I was 13 or like 14, I would want things like in a quick snap or instantly. And those things that we get like instantly are mostly not good things. Like, example, let's say I want to create a brand and I want to earn right away. But then if you rush that, you might not be able to market your brand properly or get the good, the correct, the proper and the fit suppliers or whatever. So yeah, it is important not to rush things. Let's have this as an example. A flower. You cannot, in growing a flower, you cannot just keep watering and watering and watering and expect for it to grow in like, what, 2 days? No, it takes a long time. But at the end of it, like after what? How long does a flower grow? A month? I don't know. But yeah, after letting the flower grow, it's gonna be so beautiful. Imagine if you rushed on growing that flower. It's not even gonna become a flower. It might even die. So imagine that in your life. Just do not rush things because, like what my friend said, good things take time. Just like a flower. And able to make a wonderful and beautiful flower, it takes time. It takes growth. And yeah, you just need to wait. Really, you need to be patient. And that's one thing everyone should learn, to be patient and to just go with the flow, go with the process, and oh my gosh, sorry. And do not take things in a hurry, you know. Okay. Another said, love yourself first. That's so short, but that means a lot. When I was probably 13, I don't think loving myself was a thing. I didn't really, because I was a kid, of course. I didn't really know much about mental health and all that. But yun nga, love yourself is really important. I think as time goes by, you see the value of loving yourself and taking care of your mental health. It really is important. And if you can start young, you should start loving yourself and taking care of your mental health as young as possible. Because I only learned how to take care of my mental health when I had the knowledge about it. And it was when I was like, what, 16? And I really didn't know anything about it. So as young as you can, you have the internet around you. Just search about mental health, taking care of yourself, and getting to know yourself. Because getting to know yourself is like loving yourself. That's giving time to yourself and making time for yourself. It really is important to make time for yourself. As I grew up, I really didn't have time for myself already because everything was getting hectic, the schedule, the activities and all that. And that's the time pa naman I learned how to take care of my mental state. But at the same time, it's really hard. It's really hard to do that if you can't even make time for yourself. So if you can start small, just if you're 13 right now or 14, just start making time for yourself, because as time goes, it's gonna be easier for you to make time for yourself even if you're busy, if you start young. Yeah, that's a good advice. Another here is, go for it. It's never too early to do what you want to do. That's true. I believe in that. It's you're never too young, you're never too old to achieve your goal. You're never not capable of achieving something. If you believe in yourself, then Go for it. If no one believes in you, who cares? You only need yourself and, of course, God and able to achieve something. You don't need other people's judgment. Just go for it. If you want to do it, then go. If you want to start a hobby, then go for it. No one's stopping you. It's only yourself. If you're telling yourself, if you're doubting yourself, then that means you're stopping yourself. That's why you need to have faith in yourself and just believe in yourself. And if you do that, then you can do anything, honestly. And that comes with patience also. Like, if you want to do something, yes, do it. But then you have to be patient and you have to know the consequences of doing it. For example, I want to start a podcast. Example, you want to start a podcast. You go. There's a lot of free platforms where you can start a podcast. But then you should also know in mind that you're not going to earn like instantly if you start a podcast. If that's your goal to earn, then imagine making a podcast, doing podcasts for 2 years and not earning. Because honestly, that's realistic. Like, if you want to do something, make sure it's not only for others, but yourself. Like, yung podcast, example. Is making a podcast, okay, making a podcast is what you want to do. Is the reason behind it is because you want to earn or because you actually are happy when you're doing it. If you want to earn, then if the reason for it is because you just want to earn, then I don't know. I think you have to think about it because I don't think you can earn kaagad by if you rush it. But if you're actually just doing the podcast to share, to inspire, to motivate without getting anything in return, then go for it because you know what you want, and you're not expecting anything in return. I have here, keep pushing to be my best, to be your best self, and don't let the comments of others get to you. Parang related yun sa what I said earlier, na just do what you want, and don't let other people's judgment let you down. Because honestly, who are they to judge you, right? Like, okay, they can see what you want to do, but they might not know the reason behind that, you know? Okay, before I move on, let's take a break. Good news! The Filipina Journey is now partnering up with the Case Shop Bulacan. So, I have a promo code, The Filipina Journey, that's all caps, no space, for 10% discount. Wow! What do you have to do? Just send them a DM and say, hey, I am a listener from the Filipina Journey podcast and I would like to avail the code. And you already get the 10% discount. You go check them out now on Instagram at the Case Shop _Bull, B-U-L, and Facebook, the Case Shop Bulacan, and follow them, pre-order, use my code. I'm telling you guys, it's gonna be worth it. I'll put all their social media on my description box. Now let's proceed to the podcast. Okay, so let's go back to what my friend said here. Keep pushing to be your best self. Best self. Let's focus on the best self. And don't let the comments of others get to you. Okay, here, I have an example. Example. You bump into someone and they tell you, oh my gosh, you gained weight. You should start exercising and start a diet plan or something. And then you think to yourself, oh my gosh, yeah, that's true. And I really should I should lessen my weight because this person told me to do so. That's the wrong mentality, because that's basically being someone, being yourself. That's basically the opposite of being yourself, because your mentality is now, oh, I have to be this kind of person because this person told me to do so. Instead, your mentality should be, so, who cares? Who cares if I'm fat, if I'm ugly or whatever? I mean, everyone's beautiful, but yeah. Who cares if I'm gaining weight or whatever? If I'm happy with my body, if I'm happy with myself, then that's it. Then I'm not gonna change myself just because this person told me to do so. You know? Like, don't change yourself because a person told you. Because that's wrong. Be who you are. If you're happy with what you are, physically, mentally, emotionally, then that's being yourself. And just don't get... just don't let the comments of others get to you, because really, who cares? It's their judgment. They probably don't mean anything to you in the future. Okay. I have here, stay calm and focus on your goal. This may sound cliche, but it's really a good advice. To focus on your goal. In focusing in my goal, example. I'll give you an example on how you should set your goals. So, example, you want to become a successful writer. So, of course, my goal is to become a successful writer, be famous because of my writings, my articles, and all that. I mean, that's a good goal, but to make it more realistic and to make it more simpler to achieve that goal, enable to set a really good goal, in my opinion, is to make it small. So instead of making it to become a successful writer and be famous in the future, set your goal to be write as many as papers as I can write and be an impactful writer. Let others see my paper, get their feedback, and improve from that, you know? I don't know if it made sense, but you can see the difference. I have here, really think about what you're gonna do before you do it. Yeah, honestly, of course, you'll have regrets naman in certain things, but to avoid that, you really have to think on what you're gonna do first. Really think about it, if it's necessary, if it's something I'll regret or not regret. If what I'm gonna do is something good, or is it gonna benefit me in the future or in the present, you know? Okay, I have here, you should have the courage to leave when you can. Not so heartbreak. But yeah, right now I don't have like an experience pa naman on that certain advice. But that's a good advice. You should have the courage to leave when you can. I think this is like the courage of saying no. In my opinion, the courage of saying no. It's okay to say no. It's okay to disagree and to reject on the things you don't agree with. Because if that's your honest opinion, then just say no. You know, don't be afraid to say no and to disagree. Because it's better to disagree than to lie, you know. I'll end there. I have class in a bit, so... Yeah, and there. This was a good episode. I think I have more here that I wasn't able to say. But share with me, guys, what your advice would be to yourself 5 years ago. Or what advice would you give yourself 5 years later? Like, example, if you're 18 now, what would you give yourself when you're 23? What advice would you give your 23-year-old self? You know, I think advices are really important, and you should always take into consideration the advice of others, because it will help you. It will really help you improve yourself and see a different perspective of yourself. So, that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed as much as I did. I really had fun reading everyone's answer to this question. I'll do more of this soon. I should do this more often now. So yeah, that's it. Bye-bye! Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey Podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. If you have any podcast suggestions or questions, send me an email at thefilipinajourney@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at @isaveracruz or Twitter at @veracruzisa. For more information, you may check down the description below. That's it, and goodbye.